You are listening to Peace and Purpose by John Williams from the motion picture Star Wars, The Last Jedi. This is In Between the Music here on WGTD 91.1 FM from studios located in the Inspire Center on Gateway's campus in Kenosha and heard in Elkhorn at 101.7 and in Lake Geneva at 103.3. I am your host, Lily Maselli, and today we will experience music and peace. When despair for the world grows in me and I wake in the night at the least sound in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water and feel above me the day-blind stars waiting for their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world and am free. The Peace of Wild Things by Wendell Berry.
Peace, when will I when all tears are dry, wiped away from sorrow's eye, and all of the lonely and all the poor dance and sing and weep no more.
During a 1970s concert, Cat Stevens introduced a song that he had written while traveling on a train that was inspired by the films of Alfred Hitchcock. Many of Hitchcock's film plots were set on trains. The song was Peace Train. Years later, Stevens converted to Islam and changed his name to Yusuf Islam. He also had made some political comments that caused a bit of a stir and a ban on all of his music. Following the terrorist attacks on 9/11, Peace Train was even placed on the list of post-9/11 inappropriate titles. But a few years later, Stevens expressed his regret for the earlier comments, and Peace Train became a sort of anthem for peace. There were other recordings of the song, including a new one by Yusuf Islam.
Peace train sounding loud, glide on the peace train. Gisekaya, Giseka, come on, peace train.
I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be someday it's going to come. Well, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world as one. And I believe it could be someday it's going to come.
Someday it's going to come. Come take me home again. Come on, peace train. Someday it's going to come. Come on, peace train. Take me home again.
Oh, peace train sounding louder, glide on the peace train. Come on, peace train. Is out on the edge of darkness, there rides the peace train. Peace train, take this country, come take me home again. I've been smiling lately, thinking about the world as one. And I believe it could be, someday it's going to come.
Someday it's going to come, come take me home again. Come on, the peace train. Someday it's going to come. Come on, peace train. Take me home again.
I've been crying lately, thinking about the world as it is. Why must we go on hating? Why can't we live in bliss?
Isekaya. 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 Isekaya.
peace train sounding loud. Glide on the peace train. Come on, peace train. Someday it's going to come. Come take me home again. Come on, peace train. Someday it's going to come. Come on, peace train. Take me home again. Come take me home. Come take me home.
Take me home again.
Someday it's going to come. Come take me home again. Come on, peace train.
The Beautiful Game is a musical by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Ben Elton, and it's about a group of teenagers growing up during the Troubles in Belfast, Northern Ireland, in 1969. The plot centers on a local soccer team and mainly focuses on how they are able to overcome the violence that's engulfed their community. And as we know, from despair comes hope, and from hate comes love.
Dream about a day when we'll be calm, serene, completely carefree, just for fun. Think of one. Ask yourself what it would feel like. Dream the dream with all of your might. Close your eyes, visualize just one normal day. Time to find out who we are. Time to find our lucky star. Time for all our pain to cease. We'll love in peace. Just imagine no more violence, no more bombs, the sound of silence. Time to be you and me. Time to love in peace. Days of hope so calm and tranquil. Private moments to be thankful. On our own, left alone, free to love in peace. Time to simply sit and breathe.
Time to learn how to believe
and give thanks for our release. To love in peace.
Time to dance and time to grow.
Time to learn and time to know.
Time to prosper and increase. Make love in peace. Sometimes I get on my knees and pray for that one ordinary day when all the pain will finally cease. Then we'll be free to love in peace.
Just for fun,
think of one ordinary day.
In the 1947 film Gentleman's Agreement, Gregory Peck plays a journalist who pretends to be Jewish in order to cover a story about anti-Semitism. But things get a little complicated for him, and at one point his mother offers some advice. "You know something, Phil? I suddenly want to live to be very old. Very. I want to be around to see what happens. The world is stirring in very strange ways. Maybe this is the century for it. Maybe that's why it's so troubled. Other centuries had their driving forces. What will ours have been when men look back? Maybe it won't be the American century after all, or the Russian century, or the atomic century. Wouldn't it be wonderful if it turned out to be everybody's century, when people all over the world, free people, found a way to live together? I'd like to be around to see some of that, even the beginning. And I may stick around for quite a while."
When my mind is like a battlefield, and my heart is overcome by fear, and hope seems like a ship that's lost at sea, my enemies on every side, and I'm tempted to run and hide, your gentle whisper reaches out to me. You always keep me safe.
I hope you've enjoyed today's show, Music and Peace, and I look forward to hearing from you. My email is inbetweenthemusic@yahoo.com. So send me a little email. Let me know what you think about our program. And before I leave you with Bruce Springsteen's Land of Hope and Dreams, remember, we are all on this train to freedom and peace. This is Lily Maselli with In Between the Music here on WGTD Kenosha.
Hi, this is Marcia Conant. On my next Community Matters, I'll be talking with Beth